Blood Brothers by Josephine Cox. Read by Ben Elliott.
Dedication. Writing is often a lonely thing, but I find great joy in being part of the story, where the characters are like family, some you love, some you fear, and some you see as being very close, like a friend or relative. When a book is finished and the characters are launched onto an unsuspecting world, you wonder how the story and its people might be received. I am always humbled and deeply moved by the opinions of people who interview me and by the way the world seems to have taken my stories to heart. The letters from readers are a joy, and I want to thank you lovely people of all ages and genders who talk to me through their correspondence and who live the stories through reading as passionately as I live the stories when writing them. I want to say thank you to all my readers for taking the time to write to me in your thousands, and to apologise for being late with my reply. You'll always get one, I promise. Love and best wishes to you all, Joe. P.S. I look forward to meeting many of you at the planned event in the spring.
Part 1. Bedfordshire, England, May 1952. Chapter 1. Gently cradling the injured bird, he stood on the high ground, his quiet gaze drawn to the field below. Up there, in the windswept heights, he cut a fine figure of a man. He was not broad of shoulder, nor thick with muscle, but there was something about him, a certain strength and solitude, and the tall, proud manner in which he stood. He was a man of integrity. He knew when to speak his mind and when to keep his silence. He also knew when to walk away. A year ago, he had done exactly that. Yet against his better instincts, he had answered his brother's letter.